These are the parts of the world where malaria is common and where a traveler runs the risk of a bite from infected mosquitoes. Even if you once lived in one of these countries, you may have lost any immunity after only a few years away. And children born in Britain won't be immune at all. So, before traveling to hot countries, ask your doctor about anti-malarial tablets. Beware malaria.
Can you imagine being frightened of every friendly animal you meet? Imagine rabies in Britain. All dogs will be leashed and muzzled. Foxes will be destroyed. Wildlife at risk. No animal may be moved in or out of the infected area. All cats will be restrained.
Get off.
Just one animal smuggled in could lead to all this. So if you suspect anyone of smuggling, tell the police. If rabies breaks out, any animal found loose will be seized, taken away, and if it is not claimed, destroyed. Rabies is a killer. We must keep rabies out.
Attention! This is an official announcement. An outbreak of foot and mouth has been confirmed for this area, so take immediate precautions to stop it spreading to your stock. In particular, close off all entrances to your farm except the main one, across which you should lay a straw mat. Apply fresh disinfectant to it daily, provide facilities for disinfecting boots and vehicles, and keep all unnecessary visitors away.
If you see any symptoms of foot and mouth in your stock, frothing, lameness, or anything unusual, take no chances. Phone us immediately. And please, everyone, keep away from farms.
Suffer from asthma, diabetes, or any other chronic illness, or are 65 and over, your immune system might not be strong enough to fight the flu virus. Protect yourself. Get a free jab from your GP.
Only the English Channel stands between Britain and rabies. And rabies can't reach Britain without human help. If you're bitten by a rabid animal, the treatment which tries to check the disease is long and painful. And it doesn't always work. If the treatment fails and rabies does develop, it kills. So don't let selfish sentimentality tempt you to smuggle any animal back into Britain. Keep rabies out, because rabies kills people.
You may not realize just how bad whooping cough can be. To an infant, it is a constant fight for breath that can last for an agonizing and stressful 12 weeks.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Is your wife here?
Yeah. Ruth, the health visitor.
To you as a parent, it is particularly harrowing having to provide constant care for your child day and night. Whooping cough is a disease that spreads easily and puts every child under six at risk. If you have a child under six, talk to your doctor or health visitor about immunization against whooping cough.
Every year, 2.4 million babies worldwide are hospitalized due to severe diarrhea and vomiting. One out of two of these cases is caused by rotavirus. Don't let this happen. Prevent rotavirus. The first 6 months is the time to protect your baby. Don't miss the chance. Ask your doctor.
All your baggage, madam?
The outcome of a sentimental impulse could mean a sentence of death for the animal you love and couldn't leave behind, and for you or someone like you, death in a manner that is beyond description. Whichever way you look at it, rabies means death.
You might not know it, but there's a threat to your baby lurking in the most ordinary things. It's called rotavirus, and it could lead to hospitalization. Prevent rotavirus. The first 6 months is the time to protect your baby. Don't miss the chance. Ask your doctor.
I don't think I've ever felt as desperate as I did last night and could hear the gun going off. No, I want people to know, that's why I've come up here. Don't be deceived. It is the most frightening, terrifying, soul-destroying experience you can ever live through, other than losing husband or my daughter.
I got up this morning at 7 o'clock and, you know, I looked out of the window and there's nothing. It's died.
Unless, like me, you work with livestock every day of the week. I'm sorry.
What used to be a shed full of lively animals looking for the silage and barley at this time of day is just now a shed full of death.
You are more by name, all of you. You can't now just see them over there now, your legs sticking up.
I got up this morning, I broke down, got out of bed to cry now. I got out of bed because enough to go to.
I'm so sorry.